ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 46 टेक्स्ट 29। तयोर इत्थम भगवती कृष्णे नंद यशोदयोः विक्षानुरागम परमं नंदम आहोधवो मुदा। तयोरित्थं भगवती कृष्णे नंद यशोदयः विक्षानुरागं परमं नंदम आहोधवो मुदा। तयोरित्थं भगवती कृष्णे नंद यशोदयः विक्षानुरागं परमं नंदम आहोधवो मुदा। तयोरित्थं भगवती कृष्णे नंद यशोदयः विक्षानुरागं परमं नंदम आहोधवो मुदा। भगवती कृष्णे नंद यशोदयः विक्षानुरागं परमं नंदम आहोधवो मुदा। तयोरित्थं भगवती यशोदयः विक्षानुरागं परमं नंदम आहोधवो मुदा। माधुरी। तयोरित्थं भगवती कृष्णे नंद यशोदयः विक्षानुरागं परमं नंदम आहोधवो मुदा। तयो ऑफ द टू ऑफ देम इत्थम लाइक दिस भगवती फॉर द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड कृष्णे लॉर्ड कृष्ण नंद यशोदयः ऑफ नंद एंड यशोद विक्षा क्लियरली सीन अनुरागम द लविंग अट्रैक्शन परमं सुप्रीम नंदम टू नंद आह स्पोक उद्धव उद्धव मुदा विद जॉय। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय डिसाइपल्स ऑफ हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिविदान स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। उद्धव देन जॉयफुली एड्रेस्ड नंद महाराज हैविंग क्लियरली सीन द सुप्रीम लविंग अट्रैक्शन ही and Yashoda felt for Krishna, the supreme personality of Godhead. Purport: if Uddhava had seen Nanda and Yashoda actually suffering, he would not have reacted with joy. But in fact, all emotions on the spiritual platform are transcendental bliss. The so-called anguish of the pure devotee is another form of loving ecstasy. This was clearly seen by Uddhava and thus he spoke as follows. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Sarva Shastra Abdhi Piyushah Sarva Vaidaika Satphala Sarva Siddhanta Ratanadhyah Sarva Lokaika Drikpada Sarva Bhagavata Prana Shriman Bhagavata Prabho Kali Dhvanto Ditaditya Sri Krishna Parivartita Paramananda Pathaya Prema Varshaksharayate Sarvada Sarva Sevyaya Sri Krishnaya Namostute Madeka Sango Matsangi Madeka Bandho Matsangi Manguru Man Mahadhana Madanilistaraga Madabhagya Madanando Namostute Asadhu Sadhu Tadayin Atinichichotaraka Hanamunchakadachin Maam Premnaritakanthayo Spureha Tayor Ittham Bhagavati Krishne Nanda Yashodayaho Vikshanu Ragam Paramam Nandam Ahodho Mudha. After hearing the dialogues from Ananda and Yashoda, and after seeing their immense suffering of separation, and you know, in fact, if you just go through the translations of, if you just go through translations, and you know, you really get overwhelmed by the feeling of separation, you know, as if somebody is just about to leave his body, you know, being separated from the loved one. Feeling so much separation when somebody is actually explaining what he is feeling. You know, if you go through that, after that, the most wonderful and the most astonishing thing in this verse is that Uddhava is feeling joyful. So somebody might wonder, I mean, what's joyful about this whole experience? If you are hearing somebody feeling remorse and, you know, plunging into the ocean of sorrow, you know, why isn't, you know, his any pity shown by Uddhava? But here, Vishwanath Chakra Thakur gives us an amazing insight as to why the word muda is used by Sukadeva Goswami when describing the joyful reaction of Uddhav, hearing to the sufferings of Nanda Maharaj. He is saying that, looking at the quality and the quantity of love that Nanda Maharaj is expressing towards Krishna, he is realizing, because he knows what is the zenith or the extent of feelings of love. You know, theoretically, philosophically he knows. But now that he is seeing the whole love into action, he is feeling, my life is successful now. This is what is the, you know, the emblem. Although I get the darshan of Krishna, but when I am seeing, getting darshan of a devotee experiencing the love of Krishna, that is the greatness of my life. And out of that, he is actually feeling very overwhelmed. And that's why he is becoming joyous. So that's why Uddhava is mentioning that how my life is very, very successful. Many, many reasons to the feelings of Uddhava of being happy. As mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, Ato vai kavayo nityam bhakti paramaya muda vasudeve bhagavati kurvanti atma prasadinim. When he is saying that, after experiencing the devotional service, the pure devotional service, the soul experiences pure bliss, the pure happiness, which is not the characteristic of this world, dukkhalayam ashashvatam. But when somebody executes pure devotional service and to experience that, just like, you know, whenever we see many senior devotees, advanced devotees dance or speak with great pathos, the leelas of Lord Krishna, the leelas of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are awestruck. And that experience itself gives a bliss. Although the pastime narrated might be of sorrow or of separation, but the feeling that one gets, if heard with proper attention and proper faith, is of bliss in heart. And then what is this nature of the bliss that Uddhava is feeling? This is the happiness of feeling relieved, or happiness of negation of pain? No. This happiness is happiness of joy. A happiness of fulfillment of the purpose of life. You know, in Marathi, we call it as, you know, kautuk. Kautuk vatne, you know. He's feeling so overjoyed that, my God, I have been worshipping this friend of mine, Krishna, but here, I can see that these Vrajvasis, their life and soul is Krishna. And they love him so much. You know, you feel so much overawed when somebody glorifies and somebody appreciates your friend. So here, he's feeling so overjoyed that, my God, such amazing feeling that they are going through, and my Supreme Lord has been worshipped by others. You know, as you go to different sects, or different religious followers who worship Krishna and Vishnu according to the acharyas laid, you know, the standards of worship the acharya laid down, you feel nothing but, you know, overjoy and appreciation as to how much they have put attention into details. As we read the Pancharatra Pradeep, where there are so much details into deity worship, you feel overjoyed as to how much the acharyas have gone into the details, and how much the Lord also enjoys those details. Now, recently, I had the fortune of going to Srinath Dwara, the worshipable place of Vallabhacharya, where Srinath ji, Shri Gopal ji, the worshipable deity of Shri Madhavendra Puri, is worshipped. And there, if you look at the standard of worship, you know, there is ISO, you know, the standards are laid down 500 years back. So much so that the minute details of how to dress, what the color of dress will be, what the jewelry will be, and what the song should be sung in which raga is mentioned. And, you know, especially I had the feeling that, you know, their worship is more on the spontaneous level. But being on spontaneous level, they're so organized and it's so much in awe and reverence that they literally, you see devotees crying, pleading to Srinathji for help out of joy. So when you see the same Lord being worshipped so scrutinizingly and so diligently, it just gets you overjoyed. So Uddhav is here actually getting overjoyed to understand that what an amazing feeling, what an amazing experience the Brajvasis are going through. You know, just as Nanda Maharaj has sent, just as Lord Krishna has sent Uddhava to solace, you know, the first verse of this chapter mentions how Uddhava is a counselor, you know, who has a lot of knowledge and understands. So here, Uddhava has been sent by Lord Krishna to understand and solace the gopis who are suffering out of separation. But the acharyas explained the innermost intention of Krishna was to glorify the gopis. He understands that the extent of the gopis' love is the supreme most. I'm very sorry, I beg your pardon for speaking on such a high topic which I'm very, very far from, but just for my purification, I'm just speaking what the acharyas meant. Just as gopis have supreme attraction, and to glorify these gopis, because who is Uddhava? Uddhava is stated to be the disciple of Brihaspati, you know, most knowledgeable one. And when, you know, just like when we take out, you know, when there is a book published, somebody who is very knowledgeable endorses the book and gives reviews about the book becomes more, the value of the book increases, you know, more and more people will read the book or accept the book. So similarly here, Krishna wanted that, you know, Uddhava, who is not only a devotee, but a knowledgeable person, once he glorifies and understands the gopis, the glories of the gopis will increase much fold. So we see in Chaitanya Charitamrita how in the Ante Leela, the whole Ante Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita is the glories of devotees expounded by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where he takes pleasure not only chanting the holy names of the Lord, but also, you know, we find in the verses where it said that the Lord takes, you know, speaks as if he's speaking from five mouths, from thousand mouths, the glories of his devotees. So such a similar chapter is a chapter of where Sri Ramananda Rai is glorified by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Pradyumna Mishra. Sri Pradyumna Mishra is said to be from the topmost Brahmana family. And as he approaches Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the beginning of the chapter also is very, very interesting, and I can never forget it because I happened to nurse one of our senior devotees during his sickness. And as he was sick, practically, you know, it was a relapse of a malaria, and actually it had gone to dangerous levels. And as he was tossing and turning on the bed, you know, I was so amazed that is the time when you can't think of sleeping, you can't think of eating, you can't think of anything. You know, it's just the mere existence becomes so burdensome. But that time he told me to get this Ante Leela. He told me to take out this chapter and read this verse. It's a very excellent verse. Vaigunya Kita Kalitaha Paishunya Vrana Piditaha Dainyaranave Nimagnoham Chaitanya Vaidra Ashraye. He's saying that I'm suffering because of the worms of material activity, vaigunya kita kalitaha, and I am suffering, it's the scorching pain of boils of envy, paishunya varna peeditaha. But in this state, danyarname nimagnoham chaitanyam vaidyam ashraya. Shri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, at beginning of each chapter, gives a kind of summary of the whole chapter in a verse. And many times, he glorifies Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In each chapter he glorifies, but in that verse. So here, he is glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Supreme Vaidya, who has incarnated to relieve others, to relieve all who are born with wrong material activity and boils of envy. Just by taking shelter of him, all their diseases will disappear. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this chapter is going to glorify Ramananda Rai, who is born in a Kshudra family, but by showing that one who knows Krishna Tattva, he can become Guru. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here will show how myself, I am taking instruction from him. Srila Prabhupada also elaborates the chapter very nicely. So as the chapter flows, Ramananda Rai comes to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I was just feeling that just as Pradyumna Mishra comes to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so he seems to have really easy access to Mahaprabhu to ask questions. So here he is coming and saying that it's by great fortune that I have received your lotus feet, O Lord. But please, can you please satisfy me by explaining Krishna Katha to me? And the answer given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very, very astonishing. Prabhu kahe Krishna Katha amina jani, saberana Ramananda jani, tar mukhe shuni. Saying, I don't know any topics of Krishna Katha. I am devoid of the topics of Krishna Katha. If you want to hear Krishna Katha, go to Ramananda Rai. He will tell you everything. And then he is glorifying Ramananda Pradyumna Mishra that because you have inclination to hear the topics of Krishna Katha, you are very fortunate. In fact, anybody who has inclination from Krishna Katha, he is very fortunate. Then Pradyumna Mishra said, took the permission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and goes to the palace of Ramananda Rai. And there he asks the guard to, you know, that he wanted to have darshan of Ramananda Rai. Then after some time, darshanena paya mishra sevaka puchila rayera vrittanta sevaka kahite lagila. Unable to see Ramananda Rai immediately, Pradyumna Mishra inquired from the servant, who then described what Sri Ramananda Rai was doing. He starts speaking, the guard starts speaking. He says, Dui deva kanya hai parama sundari nritya gite sunipuna vayane kishori. There are two dancing girls who are extremely beautiful, they are very youthful, and they are expert in dancing and singing. Sei dunhe laya rama nibrita udyane nijanataka gitera shikhaya nartane. Sri Ramananda Rai has taken these two girls in a solitary place and is teaching them the song, the dance drama that he has himself written, Jagannath Vallabh Natak. And not only he is teaching them, he is showing them how to express and dance and guiding them, because very soon these two girls will go in front of Jagannath and start dancing. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives us a history of what is this going on. So here these two devdasis, you know, the form of dance in Odisha is called as Odissi, and this form of dance is expressed is actually meant to glorify Jagannath. I mean, there is no other Leela that is mentioned. But worship of Jagannath. Even if one sees a performance of Odissi dance, you'll see that they don't dance without keeping Jagannath on the altar. Such is the amazing glory of the dance. So here, Ramanand Rai is actually showing these Devadasis how to dance and how to express yourself in front of Krishna. He said, please sit here for some moments, and very soon, once the Lord will come, He will fulfill all that you want to execute. Then Prajwal Mishra had no other option but to sit. And then there's a detailed explanation of what Ramanand Rai did. He took these girls to a solitary place, and there he is actually decorating them with his own hands, and he's dressing them up, he's instructing them on the steps, on the way one should express. So here, as the chapter is flowing, you know, this is just a description, you know, this is what happened. And Pradyumna Mishra, when he hears, this is what Ramanand Rai is doing. And you know, once, you know, it's very difficult for a Brahmana to go and take shelter of a Shudra. So after hearing this, you know, there's a chance of Pradyumna Mishra getting bewildered. We don't know if he got bewildered, but definitely the readers will definitely get bewildered as to what is going on. You know, what is this description and what is next, you know, what is next going to come. So here, before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is going to glorify Ramanand Rai and clarify what is going to happen, what is the state of Ramanand Rai's mind. But before that, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami is making sure that it is not, the audience doesn't get bewildered, you know, and doesn't stop reading. So he's saying, Kashta Pashane Sparshe Hoye Jaiche Bhav Taruni Sparshe Ramanander Taiche Swabhav. While touching the young girls, he was like a person touching wood or stone, for his body and mind were unaffected. Sevya buddhi aropiya kore na sevan swabhavika dasi bhav kare na aropan. Sri Ramanand Rai used to act in that way because he thought of himself in his original position as a maid servant of gopis. And thus, although externally he appeared to be a man, internally in his spiritual position, he considered himself a maid servant and considered the two girls gopis. So the whole affair is a spiritual affair. So he's warning the audience who's reading that don't consider this to be a mundane affair. It is a totally spiritual affair where Sri Ramanand Rai is totally on the spiritual platform. He's on the Das, Dasanu Das Bhav. You know, when we serve as a Dasanu Das in our dressing, you know, what is that mood? That mood is of assisting the dresser from beginning to end. Whatever he needs, whatever is required, he provides and is always, you know, we have in our manual mentioned, you know, where what is the mood? He should be alert and should be ready to provide whatever the dressers want, you know, so that when the dresser is serving Krishna, there is nothing short of left, nothing stone unturned. So whatever is required, he is ready to do. So here Ramanand Rai is showing us that he felt to be the maid servant of these gopis and was serving them actually so that they can serve Krishna nicely, because ultimately they were meant for pleasure of Jagannath, and very soon they were going to serve Jagannath by dancing in front of them. Mahaprabhur bhakta ganer durga mahima taharamanande rai bhav bhakti prema sima. The greatness of devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is exceedingly difficult to understand. Sri Ramanand Rai is unique among them all, for he showed how one can extend his ecstatic love to the extreme limit. And then he taught them dance, but also how to evoke the expressions of ecstasy. You know, actually speaking, if somebody who is, you know, not from that background, if he watches the Odissi dance, there is so many expressions in that. It's a dance full of expressions. And here, Ramanand Rai is actually showing them step by step how to express the Sanchari, the Sattvika, and the Sthayi Bhav. I mean, I can just know the syllables, but what does it mean? You know, it takes one to know one. So here he is telling them how to evoke that and how to dance in that way. Bhava Prakatana Lasya Raya De Shikhaya Jagannathe Raage Duhe Prakata Dekhaya. So the feminine poses and dances, they were taught by Ramanand Rai. The two girls precisely exhibited all these expressions of ecstasy before Lord Jagannath. After that, being satisfied with their performance, Ramanand Rai fed them nicely with sumptuous Jagannath Mahaprasad and unexposedly, you know, not exposed to anybody, he sent them their home. That is the everyday kram sadhan of Ramanand Rai. And then Ramanand Rai comes back and tells that Mishre Agaman Rai Sevaka Kahila Shigra Ramananda Tabe Sabhate Aila. He came to meet Ramananda Rai. Ramananda was very moroseful that he could not serve Padra Mishra. Mishra Namaskara Kare Samana Kariya Nivedana Kare Kichu Vinita Hoya. He offered his obeisance to Padra Mishra with all respect and then with great humility spoke as follows. Bahukshana Aila More Kehana Kahila Tomara Charane Mora Aparada Haila. You know, the balance of extreme stage of love and humility is what is the philosophy and the essence of the devotional service as propagated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where humility is the integral part of one's execution, when one is not puffed up of his own level and exhibition of his devotional service. Tomar agamane mora pavitra hoila ghar agya kara kya karu tomhara king kar. My entire home has been purified by your arrival. Kindly order me, what can I do for you? I am your servant. But Pradyumna Mishra at that time, seeing the time has gone, you know, it was already evening, so he said, you know, I had come only for your darshan, and by your darshan I am fully satisfied, I'll go back. So then, as he went back and met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, he said, Aradina Mishraila Prabhura Vidyamane Prabhu Kahe Krishna Katha Shunile Rayasthane. The next day, when Pradyumna Mishra arrived in the presence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord inquired, have you heard the talk about Krishna from Sri Ramananda Rai? Then Pradyumna Mishra then explained whatever he heard there and whatever was happening. After that, Mahaprabhu said, no, this is my chance to glorify my dear devotee. So he said, Amito sannyasi apanar virakta kari mani darshane rahu dure prakriti ra naam jadi shuni tabahi vikara paaye mora tanu man prakriti darshane sthir hoye ko na jan. I am sannyasi, he said, I suddenly consider myself renounced, but what to speak of seeing a woman? Even if I hear the name of a woman, I feel changes in my mind and body. Therefore, who could remain unmoved by the sight of a woman? It is very difficult. Ramananda Raya ra katha shuna sarvajan kahiba ra katha nahe yaiche ashcharya kathan. Everyone please hear these topics about Ramananda Raya. Although they are so wonderful and uncommon, they should not be spoken. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, Ramananda Rai did not see, because Pradyumna Mishra did not see what was happening. He just heard about it. Now, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving detailed explanation of what is happening. And that explanation is really bewildering. Because he is explaining how he is actually, just as one bathes and readies one small child, he is, Raman Rai is actually physically serving menially those Devadasis. And after the whole explanation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving his conclusion. He is saying, Nirvikara Dehamana Kashta Pashana Sama Ascharya Taruni Sparshe Nirvikara Mana. His mind is as steady as wood or stone. Indeed, it is wonderful that even when he touches such young girls, his mind never changes.
Ekaramanande Rahoy Yai Adhikar Tate Jani Aprakrita Deha Tahar.
The authority for such acts, you know, is, I mean, he is fencing. Now, who can do this activity? And he is saying, the authority for such acts is a prerogative of Ramananda Rai alone, only him. For I can understand that his body is not material, but has been completely transformed into a spiritual entity. There is no material desire, but a total spiritual body of all spiritual desires.
Tahar manera bhav teha jane matra taha jane bare ar dvitiya nahi patra.
He alone and no one else can understand the position of his mind. But then he is saying, you know, this explanation is not enough. How has he reached this stage? Mahaprabhu also wanted to give, you know, Jesus not saying that enough now that you know that he is that stage. But Pradyumna Mishra, being a Brahmana, he said, first of all, you are a sannyasi. Rather than you telling me Krishna Katha, you send me to a Shudra who will tell me a Krishna Katha, and he didn't tell me, and he was busy in something else. So what am I supposed to understand, you know? Okay, I understand that he's a spiritual entity, but how did he reach this spiritual entity? How did he reach this stage? So here, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving us the praman of how one can reach this spiritual stage through Shastra.
Kintu Shastra Drishte Ka Kari Anuman Shri Bhagavata Shastra Tahate Praman.
But I can make a guess in terms of directions from the Shastra. The Vedic scripture Srimad Bhagavatam gives the direct evidence in this matter. And what is the evidence?
Vrajavadu Sange Krishnera Rasade Vilas Yai Jane Kahe Shune Kariya Vishwas Hridroga Kamatara Tatkale Haikshaye Tina Gunakshobha Nahe Mahadhirahaye.
When one hears or describes with great faith the pastimes of Lord Krishna, such as his rasa dance with gopis, the disease of lusty desires in his heart, and the agitation caused by the three modes of material nature are immediately nullified, and he becomes sober and silent. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur gives the commentary in the purport. Srila Prabhupada mentions that how any one person who is inclined to hear about pastimes of Krishna as mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, but with great faith and a transcendental, spiritually inspired mind, is immediately freed from the natural lusty desires found within the heart of a material man. When a pure Vaishnava speaks on Srimad Bhagavatam and another hears, it's a transcendental affair, where the contamination of the modes of material nature cannot touch them. Here Srila Prabhupada is mentioning how that once freed from the contamination of material modes, the speaker and the hearer are fixed in the transcendental mentality. Knowing their position as a transcendental, on the transcendental platform, is to serve Supreme Lord, the class of men known as Prakrita Sahajiyas, who consider the transcendental pastimes of Lord Krishna something like the behavior between a man and a woman in the material field, artificially think that hearing the Rasa Leela will help them by diminishing the lusty desires of their diseased hearts. But because they do not know the regulative principles, but instead violate even ordinary moral. Their contemplation of Ras Lila is a futile attempt, which sometimes results in their imitating the dancing of the gopis and Lord Krishna. To forbid such habits of Prakrita Sahajiyas, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has excluded their material intelligence by using the word Vishwas. Vrajavadu Sange Krishner Rasadi Vilas Je Jane Kahe Shune Kariya Vishwas. That faith has to be there. And if somebody does it without proper faith, what happens?
Naitat samachare jato manasapi hi aneshwaraha vinashyati acharan maudhyat yatha rudrodvijam visham.
Suddenly one who is not the supreme personality of Godhead should never ever within his mind imitate the activities of the transcendental rasa lila of Krishna. If out of ignorance one does so, he will be destroyed. Just as if he were to imitate Lord Shiva, who drank poison produced from the ocean. Then furthermore, he speaks about how
Vikriditam Vraja Vadubhir Idam Cha Vishnu Shraddhanvito Anushneet Athavarnayed Yaha Bhaktim Param Bhagavati Pratilabhya Kamam Hridrogam Ashu Apanoti Acharena Dhiraha.
A transcendentally sober person who with faith and love continuously hears from a realized soul. You know, when we talk about faith and love, you know, they seem to be such a small term, and you know, for a practicing devotee who's beginning his devotional service, you know, for me, when I hear the word faith and love, it seems to be, you know, faith and love to apne mein bhi hai, you know, we have it, you know, what's so big deal about it? But the faith, you know, the faith of a new devotee is like, you know, water or like milk. But the faith of an advanced devotee is like that of a condensed milk. There is way difference between the faith, the degree of faith, you know. The new devotee also has Shraddha, but that Shraddha, after diligent execution of devotional service, when one starts loving Krishna, that time the kind of faith one has, that faith is mentioned here.
Jeshune je padhe tar phalayeta drishi sei bhava vishthe seve ahar nishi tar phal ki khai mukahani nahay nitya siddha sei praya siddha tanrakay.
If a transcendentally situated person following in the footsteps of Sri Rupa Goswami hears and speaks about the Rasalila dance of Krishna and is always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna while serving the Lord day and night within his mind, what shall I say about the result? What will happen when one devotee is going to day and night hear about the pastimes of Krishna as delineated about by Sri Rupa Goswami? You know, in that also comes Upadeshamrita and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, where he has given the detailed explanation of how one can advance in the path of devotional service, the do's and the don'ts, and what a sadhaka has to be aware of. And you know, he cannot say that, you know, nothing is working. If nothing is working, then definitely for sure he is not following the footsteps or the instruction as laid down by Rupa Goswami. It is so spiritually exalted that it cannot be expressed in words, the result. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, such a person is an eternally liberated associate of Lord and his body is completely spiritualized, although he is visible to material eyes. He is spiritually situated and all his activities are spiritual. By the will of Krishna, such a devotee is understood to possess a spiritual body. So, just by the purification of such divine Krishna Katha, one gets the result of having a spiritual body.
Raganuga marge jani raya bhajan siddha deha tulya tate
prakritana hemana. Sri Ramanandaraya is situated in the path of spontaneous love of Godhead. Therefore, he is in spiritual body and his mind is not materially affected. So he is telling Pradyumna Mishra that because he is spiritually elevated, he is doing such things. But still if you go and ask from Krishna Katha, the nectar that you will get is unexplainable. Even I hear from Ramanandaraya this same Krishna Katha. So, please go and hear. So here, Ramanandaraya, Shri Pradyumna Mishra again goes to Ramanandaraya, who welcomes him and asks him, well, how can I serve you? So he says that Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has sent me to hear Krishna Katha from you. So Ramanandaraya becomes very happy for the opportunity of hearing Krishna Katha, of saying Krishna Katha. So he took Shri Pradyumna Mishra to a secluded place, because he understands that in open he cannot speak the esoteric pastimes of Lord Shri Krishna. So he says, how can I serve you? What is the exact Krishna Katha that you want to hear? So Ramanandaraya tells him that what you spoke in Vidyanagar, I would like to hear the same Katha. And then, as the nectar started flowing, both of them lost the pace of time. And then the servant had to come and tell, no, it's already time, it's already evening, it's better that you stop here because both of you have to conduct your own activities. So then Pradyumna Mishra, after hearing the Katha from Ramanandaraya, he was literally dancing. Shri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mentions that he was actually dancing and he didn't want the Katha to stop. But then as the day ended, he came back home, took his dinner and straight came back to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking, what did you hear from Sri Ramanandaraya? And then he said, you know, Pradyumna Mishra is then saying, Prabhura Charane Vande Ullasita Man, Prabhu Kahe Krishna Katha Haila Shravan. Did you hear Krishna Katha? Mishra Kahe Prabhu Mora Kritartha Karila, Krishna Katha Mritarnave Mora Dubaila. He immersed me in the ocean of Krishna Katha. Ramananda Raya Katha Kahite Kahile Nahoy Manushanahe Raya Krishna Bhakti Rasamay. I cannot probably describe the discourses of Ramanandaraya, for he is not an ordinary human being. He is fully absorbed in the devotional service of the Lord. But he told me one more thing. He said that whatever Krishna Katha I have spoken is not what I am speaking. I am just an instrument and I am speaking through the mouth of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Whatever he instructs, I am speaking like a doll. I am just repeating what I have heard from Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And like this, Shri Ramanandaraya is glorified in this chapter, where Srila Prabhupada is taking this point. You know, this verse mentions how Grihastha Hayya Nahe Raya Shadvarge Shadvargera Vase Vishayahaya Sanyasira Upadeshe. Although he is Grihastha, but still Sri Ramanandaraya, being Shudra, still instructed Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sanyasi. In the Varnashram, the Brahmana is considered to be the most knowledgeable and advanced. And in the Brahman community, Sanyasi is considered to be the topmost. You know, here Srila Prabhupada is taking an opportunity to say how the sannyasi, especially the Mayavadi school of sannyas, they consider themselves to be the greatest. But here, if somebody understands Krishna Tattva, say Krishna Tattva Veta, say Guru Hoy. If he knows Krishna Tattva, he can become Guru. He can preach the cult of Krishna consciousness. Sri Ramanandaraya says that he is instructing me to preach this cult of Krishna consciousness to everybody and giving me an opportunity, although he can do it, but he is giving me the opportunity to preach. So here, as the sannyasi and Brahman are considered with the topmost of the caste, but Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is showing the glory of devotional service which is beyond caste and creed, and that even a Shudra can actually instruct and speak.
Bhakta guna prakashite prabhur bhala jane nana bhangite guna prakashi nijala bhamane.
Just like an artistic painter, the Lord arranges his leelas so that he can glorify his devotees. And then Shri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, how?
Bhakti prema tatva kahe raya kari vakta apani pradyumna mishra sahahoe shrota.
He expounded the glories of bhakti, prema and tatva, all, by glorifying Ramananda Rai, and through him he showed the glories. Then to Shri Haridas Thakur, he spread the glories of the holy name. To Sanatana Goswami, he spread the holies, the glories of the Siddhanta of Bhakti. And to Rupa Goswami, Vrajera Prema Rasa Lila, the pastimes of Krishna. Although he could do himself, but he wanted to glorify the Lord. Similarly, Lord Krishna could have glorified the state of gopis, but he wanted Shri Uddhav to go and actually experience and see what is the state of gopis and thus glorify them for eternity. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Shri Gantaraj Bhagavatam ki, Nitai Gaura Premanande, Hari Hari. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.